want answers,
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Overcome our technical difficulties, and I want to welcome everybody from across the nation to around the world listening to us on live stream. Welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. Hi everyone, I'm your host Dave Hodges, and we're here on this time slot every Sunday evening trying to bring you the best and the latest information on those who would rob us of our liberties and sometimes even our lives. And tonight is going to be an exciting show. But once again, I have to issue my child warning. If you've got little ones in the room, you're going to want to usher them out at the bottom of the hour, because our guest tonight at the bottom of the hour is going to be Nick Bryant, and we're going to be talking about S-E-X, yes, sex scandals. And Nick has routinely wrote about abuse of children across this country. He is a tireless worker for children's rights. And he happened upon what I think is one of the most shocking scandals in American history. And I thought long and hard before I decided to bring Nick on the air, because when something this controversial crosses our airwaves, I want to make sure that I've done my homework. And not only have I verified a lot of the facts that are in Nick's book are true, I've even come up with some additional parallel facts that support his hypothesis that the sex slave trade is alive and well in this country and permeates this country all the way to the upper echelons of power. And more on that when we go to the bottom of the hour. But first, as we always do at this time, we're going to go to our under-the-radar news correspondent, the lovely Annie DeRiso. Hi, Annie, are you with us?
Here, Dave, and thank you. And tonight I also want to thank Kimberly, who sent me a start-out story for us tonight. And Kim is the significant other of A.C. Griffith, also known as Griff, that we've had on the show several times. And this report, I don't know if I'll get through all of it or not, but it's eyewitnesses report from Georgia, Minnesota, Alabama, Kansas, and maybe even Texas about large-scale mobilizations and deployment and progress for the National Guard units. We're under the impression that the National Guard in Georgia is being deployed to help evacuate Florida in the event, in the event of the toxic fumes from the oil spill, you know, that, so if the government decides to light those bombs, a Freudian slip, I guess. I think if the government decides to light those booms, yeah, I think that was a good Freudian slip. But reports are coming from other parts around the country. The Minnesota mobilization has been confirmed by NPR News as of May 20th, but it suggests deployment may not be immediate. But one of the emails that came in from Georgia said all units were being called up. Kansas, they're hoping it's something that it's just a coincidence. But deployment from more than one state is definitely not a good sign, this one blog says. And then in Texas, this guy that lives in Tomball, Texas for 33 years, he says, I know what's normal and what's not. I also work outside, and I could tell you the type of helo by the sound.
Well, let's hold that right there, Annie, because we're up against the break. And we're going to do some dot connecting on this Gulf oil spill and this evacuation that may be planned when we come back after these messages.
I live my life like this, no tomorrow. All I've got.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that's what this show is about, is restoring power to the people, the good people of this great country that have had so much taken away from them in the last several years. As a program note here, before we go back to Annie, our under-the-radar news correspondent, Sam Kennedy announced in the last hour that this was his last show at RBN, and I just wanted to say it was a great honor to follow Sam in the network. I thought he did a lot of great things for the network. And I'll miss him, and I know a lot of the listeners will miss him, but I know that Sam probably did what he felt was best for both himself, his family, and the network as a whole. So I'm sure that'll be up on the archives, and if you happen to miss it, you just tuned in to listen to the Common Sense Show. Sam Kennedy announcing in the last hour that he has concluded his broadcast career, at least at RBN, and citing difficulties, dangers, and so forth. And I don't want to put words in Sam's mouth, so I'll refer you to the archives. Anyway, back to Annie, our under-the-radar news correspondent. She was detailing before the break about how the Gulf oil spill may be leading to the government making evacuation preparation plans. Annie, you want to pick it up from there?
Well, yes. We were going to go to email from Texas. It's from... a guy that lives in Tomball, Texas for 33 years, and he says, I know what's normal and what's not. I also work outside and can tell you the type of helo by the sound. And with that in mind, today I have seen wave after wave of Blackhawks pushing hard toward the east, southeast over Tomball. These things were nose down and they were moving. Not very normal, he says. And there's been no official confirmation from the government or states involved. Lamestream media Oh, I mean, mainstream media news has yet to pick up on any of this story. And again, thanks to Kim for this one. So what's going on, Dave?
Well, that's pretty much stealing the thunder there. But I'm sure you just heard what I had to say about Sam. That's a rather shocking revelation. We'll leave a big hole. But I know that John and his crack staff will move to fill that quickly. But Annie, what's going on? There's a ton of stuff going on.
Isn't there?
There is, just like we're racing into summer, and there is so much ahead of us. But, you know, before we get into what I want to talk about, I would like to go to the Monsanto story, because our favorite corporation that we just love to hate, Monsanto, the inventor of GMOs, the inventor of the Terminator seed, the inventor of abusing small farmers because seeds blow on their farmland, and then the Monsanto sues them for proprietary infringement. Monsanto's back in the news. The Time Magazine Corporation of the Year. So what are they up to now, the bad boys at Monsanto?
Well, they just got an okay to have modified eucalyptus trees. I mean, and it's gonna, the contract is given to ArborGen. It's a biotech company that's owned by three big forest products companies: International Paper, Mead West, and Rubicon of New Zealand. I mean, so here we go. We've already got papaya trees here in the U.S. genetically modified, too. And then Roundup. I mean, weeds are now resisting the Monsanto weed killer. Yep, thanks to Monsanto Roundup, American agriculture, we have a new problem. Monsanto sells the seed that's supposed to survive in spite of being sprayed with their weed killer Roundup. Well, unfortunately, the weeds didn't like that. They fought back. They developed resistance, and this has led to the rapid growth of, guess what, new super weeds. I mean, they're choking out the GMO seeds, which in a way I'm glad, in a way I'm not. I mean, people lose so much money with this, you know, and they're farmers. They're people who are trying to make a decent living. And
Annie, stop. Stop right there. Stop right there, okay?
Yeah.
I'm in total disbelief here.
Got you.
And I'm just thinking, Annie, what kind of sick mind sits around and thinks of this crap? I mean, this is what you went and got your PhD in science for, was to invent super weeds to wipe out farm crops.
And you know, so, Annie,
let me connect the dot here. You know, as you know, we had done Brian Sussman, what I thought was one of the most important interviews I've ever done in my broadcasting career, where he connected a lot of what's going on to Agenda 21. But if you look at what Agenda 21's focus is, to herd us into densely populated urban areas, it says right there on UN.org, folks, go look it up. What a great way to hasten that departure by basically weeding, pun intended, the farmers off their land and forcing them to move to the cities.
Well, it goes a long way on the depopulation scale in my book.
Well, it certainly could create a food shortage if that's where you're going with that. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, along those lines, Annie, let me throw a postulate out there. As you and I were talking before we went on the air tonight, we had on Brian, we've had on a lot of great guests like Patrick Wood. We've talked about Agenda 21. Everyone talks about how they want to herd us into densely populated urban areas, have 100,000 people per square mile like they do at Bedford-Stuyvesant area in New York, and that the wilderness will be pristine, and the population needs to be thinned out to 500 million people. Sorry, folks, not my words, theirs. Read my articles on freedomsphoenix.com, and you'll see the quotes from these people saying that, oh, like the Brzezinskis, the Rockefellers, and so forth, that we need to cull the population down to 500 million. Question is, how are they going to do it? Is it going to be population control, or is it going to be, let's say, a little more direct means? But anyway, you herd these people in together. You control the price of energy, which controls the price of all resources, and basically will make resources available or unavailable to large groups of people. We already know that about Agenda 21. But Annie, you know the one question that no one ever asks about Agenda 21? Other than putting labels on the areas, what are they going to do with 99% of the surface area of this planet once the people are herded into densely populated zones that the UN Agenda 21 is calling for? We say, well, they're going to be ecologically friendly biospheres. This is what we're told. But what does that mean? who's going to be there? Is the rail system Obama has planned and the rail systems that are presently going into every major city around the country, are they going to keep us off the interstate so we can't even drive through these pristine areas? These restorations of virgin countrysides? What's going to be there? No one ever asked that question. Annie, have you ever heard anyone really address that question directly? What are they going to do with 99% of the Earth's land surface once Agenda 21 is fully implemented?
Well, it's purported to be for the animals, to save the animals, right?
We're going to have one heck of an animal population. I just, you know, no one ever addresses this. You know, Annie and I are going to proceed on to other things here, but if you got a thought or a comment on what they're really going to do, you can call us at 1-800-313-9443, and we'll leave those lines open until the bottom of the hour, in which case Nick Bryant will talk to us about America's biggest sex scandal. No, it doesn't involve Bill Clinton. At least I think it doesn't. Anyway, Annie, back to the news. Okay, let's put a cap. Sorry for that digression, but let's put a cap.
No, that's okay. That was a very good one. Well, in that vein of what we're talking about, you remember several weeks ago, you know, I reported about the lab hamsters that were fed genetically modified soy. They had the testicles turn blue. Well, now it's come out that the hamsters are sterile in their third generation.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that. Yes, I've read that.
Well, depopulation, I don't know. The Netherlands is protesting. Haiti burned 60,000 sacks of seed that was sent. And GMO, Monsanto says, oh, well, they were not genetically modified seeds. Yeah, right. Since when would Monsanto not send out genetically modified seeds when they're trying to get a hold of Haiti anywhere? Anyway, you know, it's just, oh.
Well, let's talk about where Monsanto is in our federal government system. They're before the Supreme Court right now, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Let's talk about that
a
little bit.
Yes. Well, after a four-year battle against Monsanto, the Center for Food Safety has finally gotten it to the Supreme Court. And it's also against not only Monsanto, but the Department of Agriculture for illegal promotion of Roundup Ready alfalfa. Now, this is just alfalfa, but it's a foot in the door. The Supreme Court heard the case on April 27th, but the decision on the case is still pending. I mean, Monsanto, their motto used to be the world according to Monsanto, but, oh, that got a lot of bad press, so now they've changed it to imagine. I mean, what's that supposed to mean? Imagine Monsanto owning all the world's food?
Yeah, that's where we're going.
Yeah.
You know, Exxon and British Petroleum Oil and Monsanto, the food. The cartels are growing, and we're worried about the Mexican drug cartels. They pale in comparison to the corruption and thievery of these particular groups. But, Annie, let's go back to this notion of Monsanto. The issue in the Supreme Court, correct me if I'm wrong, is whether or not they have to disclose whether or not something is a GMO.
Well, I don't know. It better be in there. Because
well, that's
right
what
now,
I read.
Right,
it's one of the central issues, and the Supreme Court is deciding the issue on whether or not, if the product is safe, if the product is demonstrated to do no harm, then do they have to label? Those are the legal issues at work there. And
well,
see, that's disturbing
that's
to me.
That's the law in one state.
Well, Annie, that's very upsetting, and I'll tell you why. Very simply, I don't care if GMOs are safe. First of all, I know they're not. But I don't care if they are or are not. I have the right to control what I put into my body. You have the right to control what you put into your body. And when people are allowed to bring foodstuffs to the market and not label what the ingredients are, then I've lost control over the ability to control my diet. And God knows I need to control my diet. But that's a whole other issue. But back to this Monsanto thing. If the GMOs were so good for us, why is Monsanto spending millions in legal fees trying to cover up what's in it?
And about putting food in our body.
Well, that's a good place to hold it right there. Hold it right there, Annie. We're up against the break. I like to end with that, because that in the business is what we call a teaser. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Annie on the other side.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
That's right, folks. We're no one stepping stone. Hi, everyone. This is Dave Hodges, host of the Common Sense Show, coming to you proudly on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And joining me on the caller line is Andy DiRiso, our famous, our under-the-radar news correspondent. Anyway, a couple of programming notes here I've got to take care of. First of all, folks, if you're on the road and can't catch us on your local radio station, you can always get us on live stream by going to republicbroadcasting.org. And this is for all you new listeners that are just tuning in for the first time. The rest of you veterans all know this. And also I want to remind everyone that this great network, RBN, the network that brings you the truth on every single show that we broadcast, no censorship here. RBN's having a pledge drive, and anybody who'd like to donate can call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. During office hours, which are Monday through Friday, 10 to 6 Central, and after hours, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and donate online. And one more piece of information for our business we've got to get out of the way. We have generic RBN business cards available. They're only $10 per 100. This includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and best of all, a free copy of the classic production from Aaron Russo's From America, Freedom to Fascism. And you can get yours by writing to 2251, I can get that out, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, or again, make it easy on yourself, call with a credit card to 1-800-724-2719. Andy, let me tell everyone what's up for next week. We had a guest cancellation, and we do have people lined up really quite a while in advance, so we'd have no trouble filling the spot. But we were talking about this earlier tonight, and Annie, we're going to do open lines next week. We're going to have a lady on named Marcia who had a wonderful experience with TSA, wonderful being in quotes, and we're going to let her come on and talk about that experience. And then we're going to open the lines and connect some dots from all the great guests we've had here on the Common Sense Show. So, Annie, I'm looking forward to 2 hours with you.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
It really is.
That's going to be great.
And one of the things I think that we rightfully, or I should say I'll take ownership here, I rightfully deserve some criticism for, is I need to take more calls. But doggone it, sometimes we get these guests going and they're so good and they're so interesting, I just hate to cut them off and interrupt them. But when we do get callers, you know, Annie, we were talking about this on the air, you know, as Republic Broadcasting Network begins to expand even more than it has, there's a danger. There's a good thing, more people will hear us, and the danger is that we could dilute the total IQ level of our listening audience. Because right now, don't you agree, Annie, we have some of the brightest and best people listening? We don't need translators for the topics we bring onto this show.
Yeah. They're 99.9% pure, just like ivory soap.
Well, they've read the Constitution. This listening audience is intimately familiar with how our government has been hijacked and by whom. And who's behind it. They may not all, as nor do we, always know the latest nuance about the hijacking and all the details, but they have the general drift. And we're really at the wall of defending America's freedom here, because I feel that the guests that we bring on here, Annie, really help us man that wall with information that we can bring to other people. And I'll give you an example, Annie. When I was interviewing Catherine Austin Fitz, the former number two person out of HUD, former managing partner of Dillon and Reed, she said very simply, if it wasn't for shows like this, it wasn't for networks like ours, we would not have been able to stop this swine flu hoax and what they had planned with the injections.
Yes.
And we were on top of that early on, thanks to Republic Broadcasting's Dr. Rebecca Carley, who was kind enough to make three appearances on this show. So, Annie, we've been at the forefront. This network is the forefront. We are ahead of the pack, and we're going to continue to bring you the best and guests. But next week, we do want to open up the lines, and we want to hear what all of you have to say. And, Annie, I know you're looking forward to that time, aren't you?
Oh, yes. We can connect a lot of dots with that, I think.
Well, just
a lot of dots.
I was going back over our guest list just this afternoon and looking at all the people that we have indeed been fortunate enough to get on the show. And they don't come on the show because Dave Hodges is the host, and Annie, they might come on to spend a little extra time with you because you are so lovely, but they don't come on to spend time with me. They come on because they believe in the country. They come on because they want us to all join hands and do what we need to do to fulfill the mission of this great nation.
Well, the word's gotten out there, Dave, that you are a very good host. You're very gracious. You know your subjects. You have much more background than you give yourself credit for. You do a good job.
Well, I know.
See, it's your turn.
Thank you, Annie. But the bottom line is the guests and our callers are what makes the show. I just facilitate, and I couldn't do this, too, without great producers like Manny Kiros, who's manning the board tonight, and, of course, all the credit for any success that this network has goes to the other talk show hosts, and most of all to John Stadtmiller, who has the flagship program, the National Intel Report, and is the founder and director of this network. And I'm just so proud to be on this network each and every week, because this is truly the network where people can tune in and find out what is actually going on. And tonight is going to be no exception to that, Annie, because when Nick Bryant comes on in just a moment, he's going to shock the sensibilities of people. When I first heard this story about the Franklin scandal, I wanted to say, oh, no, it just can't be true. There's just no way this is true. So, you know, Annie, I'm a researcher, and I set out, and I was able to confirm just about everything that Nick is going to tell this audience, and maybe even some parallel stories that Nick may not even be aware of. But anyway, Annie, you did a great job again, as always. Bring us that story. We'll have to watch that situation in Georgia and the possible preparation to evacuate the Gulf Coast. The music is turning up, so Annie, stay by your radio with everybody else, and let's listen to Nick Bryant. He'll be back with us after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Thanks for staying with us through the break, and thanks to Andy DeRiso for that fine news segment where she goes under the radar to bring us the unreported or underreported news. Well, folks, let me make a disclaimer here before we bring up our guest, Nick Bright, and introduce him. As most of you know and you've heard me say on this show, one of the backgrounds that I pursued professionally through my life is that of a mental health counselor. And when I was going through my mental health counseling training in graduate school, we had to frequently identify where our blind spots were, our area of biased or prejudiced, and we had to declare it and basically pledge never to try to treat clients in that type of scenario, because our job is to help our clients achieve fulfillment. And if you have a bias against their situation, you obviously would be an impediment to their development. Well, one of the areas that I identified as a blind spot for me and a huge bias as a counselor was that of pedophiles. And I hold the most extreme disgust, dislike for pedophiles that one can hold. I have always said that I think the first time someone is convicted of child molestation, they should not let them out of prison, because they're going to reoffend about 98% of the time. Well, tonight's story only touches the surface of my disdain for pedophiles, because it goes into the upper echelons of our country. So I'm preparing you for what's coming. This is one of the most serious interviews that I've ever done. And it's one that I did not do lightly. I gave this great consideration and thoughtful prayer before I decided to air this topic, because it is so controversial and so provocative. But as you heard me say in the last half hour, I've done a lot of my own research in the last 2 weeks when I knew that Nick was going to be coming on the show. And I have to tell you that I wouldn't let Nick cross the airwaves on my show if I didn't think he was credible and if he didn't have the best interests of children at heart, which he does. So on that note, let me go to what I think might be a cabin in a remote area in Washington and introduce Nick Bryant. Nick, do I have the right location?
You do have the right location, Dave.
Yeah, you're originally from the East Coast, though, isn't it New York City?
I live in New York City, yeah. I'm taking a little break in Washington State.
Yes, well, you heard my disclaimer. So it's a topic that I find very disturbing. And let me just say, as a way of introducing your background to our audience, that you don't set out to write stories of conspiracy. They just kind of accompanied the work that you do when you investigate the plight of disadvantaged children. Is that about right?
Well, it's kind of complex how I ended up writing the Franklin scandal, but my interests for disadvantaged children certainly played an integral role in my motivation in writing the book.
Well, let me just mention some of the journals. And listen, I used to cite these journals when I was a graduate school student. The Journal of Social Distress, the Journal of Applied Developmental Psychology, the Journal of Professional Ethics, the Journal of Healthcare for the Poor and Underserved. I mean, I could go on and on. I mean, Nick, you've written for the who's who in the social work and in mental health counseling fields here. These are credible publications, and you don't cross into these publications as a contributor unless somebody thinks that you're worthwhile.
Yes, those publications that you listed are peer-reviewed, as are some of the other publications that I've written for. I've also done mainstream investigative journalism, too. So the Franklin scandal kind of came together with my two interests, my interest in disadvantaged children and also my interest in investigative journalism.
Well, since I've been immersed in this topic over the last 2 weeks, because from the first time we spoke, I decided that I would need to do a lot of homework on this, because I did not know how deep this went. But just yesterday, there was a news headline that appeared in our local paper here in Phoenix, where they detailed a 14-year-old girl that was snatched off the street by two men in a van, but she managed to break free, was injured jumping out of the van a few blocks away. And when I read those stories now, Nick, it really puts that story in a whole different light.
Yes, the Franklin scandal is a truly horrific story. The full title of the book is The Franklin Scandal, a story of power brokers, child abuse, and betrayal. And it's about an interstate pedophile network that flew children from coast to coast and pandered them to the rich and powerful and the politically elite. And it was centered in Omaha, Nebraska. Most of the kids came from Omaha, either in orphanages or they were runaways. One victim I talked to had been in a foster care home. And this network was covered up by a very corrupt subgenus of federal law enforcement, including the Department of Justice, the Secret Service, and the FBI. And I know that last statement is really kind of mind-boggling and shocking. But if you read my book, you'll see that it's all true.
Well, yes, and I had occasion to read your book. And I guess the thing that really baffles me the most is it's one thing for this pedophile ring to service some of the top politicians and media moguls and corporate heads in this country. It's quite another for the cover-up mechanism to come right out of the Justice Department. How do they get these people to play ball?
Well, the Franklin scandal is about politicians and other power brokers being compromised, sexually compromised. And the people at the Department of Justice who were pulling the strings at the Franklin cover-up, who were pulling strings on covering up this pedophile network, I believe were, at least I have from a fairly good source in the story, a very senior ranking member of the Department of Justice was sexually compromised with adolescent boys.
So from there, the dominoes flowed downhill, and this is why he basically lent the resources of his agency into the cover-up.
Yes, there were three grand juries. I mean, and again, this statement is mind-boggling, but there were three grand juries that covered up this pedophile network, two in Nebraska and one in Washington, D.C. The one in Washington, D.C. and one of the grand juries in Nebraska, there were federal grand juries, and then there was also a state grand jury to cover this up. So basically, you have the co-opting of the federal justice system and then the state of Nebraska's justice system, too. And the cover-up occurred in Nebraska, and it also occurred in Washington, D.C., because a lot of the victims were flown to Washington, D.C. And there was a house in Washington, D.C. that was wired for audiovisual blackmail. And a lot of these pedophilic parties went down at this house. So in Washington, D.C., you had the Department of Justice leading the charge, and you had the Secret Service basically doing all the heavy lifting, kicking down doors, holding guns to people's head. And in Nebraska, you had the Department of Justice leading the charge, but you had the FBI doing all the dirty work, getting the victims to recant, putting them in a vice until they ultimately recanted their abuse.
So this is the victims that were coming forth and were going to basically give grand jury evidence, is that correct?
Yes, there was ultimately six victims that came forward. The network was in operation for about a decade, but ultimately six victims came forward. And they were really treated just viciously by the FBI. And the FBI got a number of them to recant. There was a girl who refused to recant, and she was indicted for eight counts of perjury. She had been molested since she was an early adolescent, and when she came forward, she was 21 years old. And she was indicted, and she just refused to recant. I mean, the FBI just put her in a pressure cooker, and she refused to recant. And she was indicted by the federal grand jury in Nebraska on eight counts of perjury. And she was indicted by the state grand jury in Nebraska on eight counts of perjury. So she was looking at well over 300 years in prison. And I get into her trial in the book, and I show what a kangaroo court it truly was, what a miscarriage of justice it was. And the judge was either very corrupt or asleep behind the wheel. I don't know which one. And but there was a lot of heavy-duty jury manipulation, too. And she was ultimately found guilty and sentenced to between 9 and 15 years for perjury. And she spent about nearly 2 years in solitary confinement. They really did try to break her and make an example of her. And I think the reason why is the kids that had come forward had been told by the FBI, if they continue with the story that they're telling, that they're going to be found guilty of perjury and go to prison. And they really had to make an example of her.
Well, Nick, let me stop you for a second and ask you a question, because I'm not a lawyer, but what you're describing to me sounds more like, if it weren't true, libel and slander than perjury. So how did they morph this into perjury?
It's very easy with a grand jury. I don't know if your listeners are familiar with the grand jury system, but the grand jury system is inherently flawed. Grand jurors are just regular citizens like you and me who are called to jury duty, and some are put on regular juries, and then some are put in grand juries, and they become grand jurors. So they're just basic citizens. Now, a special prosecutor is appointed to prosecute a grand jury, and he cherry picks the evidence of basically who is called as witnesses and the exhibits that are shown to the grand jurors. So special prosecutors are in a very, very powerful position to completely manipulate a grand jury. Runaway grand juries are very rare, where the grand jurors ultimately call their own witnesses. Although they have that prerogative to call their own witnesses, they look at exhibits that aren't presented by a special prosecutor. That's very, very rare. So special prosecutors are in a very powerful position to completely manipulate a grand jury to the way that they want the grand jury to indict or not indict. And in this case, none of the perpetrators were indicted, at least with the state grand jury, and two of the victims were indicted who refused to recant their abuse.
So let's tell the listening audience, though, these people who came forward, they attracted the attention, first of all, of Nebraska legislators in their unicameral house, didn't they? And this is where the feds jumped in to take control of the process?
Well, what happened, Lawrence E. King of Omaha, Nebraska, ran a credit union called the Franklin Credit Union, and that's how the book gets its title, The Franklin Scandal. And the Franklin, he embezzled about $40 million from the Franklin Credit Union. And when Nebraska legislators saw that $40 million had been embezzled from a small little credit union that was only supposed to have about $2.5 million, and they also saw that this credit union hadn't been audited in 4 years. They formed a committee to look into the financial crimes of Lawrence A. King. So, but after the committee formed, social services came to the senators and said, that's only part of the problem here, the financial crimes. Lawrence E. King is running a national pedophile network. Because social services had had reports of Lawrence E. King's pedophile network, but they had tried to tell law enforcement, both state and federal law enforcement, about the allegations that were coming towards them regarding Lawrence E. King and this pedophile network. And state and federal law enforcement simply ignored them. Did nothing, absolutely nothing.
So when you say social services, are you talking about like Child Protective Services of Nebraska?
Yes, people in the foster care system.
Okay.
Because they were the first ones to, the first kid that came forward came out of the foster care system, and she had been in a very brutal foster care home where there were about 8 kids, and the kids were routinely beaten and starved. And this girl had been molested since she was about 9 years old by her foster father. And then when she was 14, her foster mother and foster father handed her out to this pedophile network that flew her to various parties around the country. And she was the first kid to come forward. She came forward when she was 16. And then another kid came forward. And then social services got murmurs of other kids that had been exploited. But they did their best to alert federal and state law enforcement, but they were just simply ignored. So when this subcommittee formed of the Nebraska Senate, the social services, high-ranking social service personnel, went to the senators and said, you know, you really got to look at this pedophile network that's being run by Lawrence A. King, because we've informed both state and federal law enforcement, And no one has acted, and we think that a lot of kids have been really destroyed or damaged. And so at that point, the subcommittee started looking into the Lawrence E. King's crimes against children, too. And then that's when 6 of the victims ultimately came forward.
And how did King get his kids? Where did he procure them from?
Well, one of the girls was procured from a foster care home. A number of the kids were runaways or that had kind of fallen between the cracks, or drug addicts who lived very marginal lives whose parents didn't care. And then what was really troubling, and when I first started investigating this story, I kept on hearing that Boys Town kids had been enmeshed in this pedophile network.
Of course.
And I've always thought of Boys Town as like a utopia for troubled youth. So I was very incredulous that that Boys Town kids would be involved in this network. But 3 of the kids that, actually, 3 or 4 of the initial kids that came forward said that Boys Town kids were part of this pedophile network. And the state investigator compiled a list of like 60 victims, and approximately 10 of them were Boys Town students. And I found a number. I found 3 Boys Town students who said that they'd either been molested by Lawrence E. King or flown around the country by Lawrence E. King. And then I found a 4th who had been a former mayor of Boys Town. Boys Town is an incorporated village, and they elect a mayor from the student body. And he told me that he knew that Lawrence E. King was plundering Boys Town for underage prostitutes, too. So there was a lot of corroboration in my book concerning Boys Town kids being mixed up with this pedophile network.
Well, it seems like the likely place, and it explains, too, how the Nebraska legislators got involved in this. One of the things I came across, Nick, in the research I was doing for this interview was that the CIA routinely runs their own sex slave trades in foreign countries where they export and import slaves from war-torn areas. They just go in and have their mercenaries pick them up out of orphanages or kids running the countryside. And does that play into this at all? Because I know you mentioned that Lawrence E. King had CIA connections in this ring, didn't he?
Well, it was rumored that Lawrence E. King had CIA connections. And he said that he was a good friend of William Casey, who ran the CIA. I got more CIA corroboration on the Washington, D.C. side of the story. Craig Spence ran the pedophile network with Lawrence E. King. Now, Craig Spence said this was a CIA asset, and reporters had written articles that, and everyone used to go to Spence's parties. I mean, Spence's parties attracted congressmen, senators, upper echelon members of the Reagan administration, of the Bush 1 administration, top CIA officials. I mean, Craig Spence was a magnet for the rich and powerful in Washington, D.C. Ted Koppel went to his parties. William Sapphire went to his parties. So with journalists, too, for the upper echelon of journalism. So all these people went to Craig Spence's parties. Now, I'm not saying that they're all pedophiles, but that's just the kind of people that Craig Spence attracted to his parties.
Okay, well, let's explore that a little deeper when we come back after we hear a word from our sponsors and more with Nick Bryant on the other side.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back. Our special guest this evening is author of The Franklin Scandal, Nick Bryant, and we're discussing the most powerful and least known until now pedophile ring in the United States that goes to the highest levels of our government and has connections to the CIA. Now, Nick, let me see if I have this right. After reading your book, what I would conclude is that politicians are brought in, they're videotaped, and they're compromised for their entire career.
Yes, I think that that's a good summation. As I was talking before, the pedophilic pimp that owned the house in Washington, D.C., his name was Craig Spence. Now, he said that he was a CIA asset, and he said that the blackmail equipment in his home. He had a nice Victorian mansion in an upscale section of Washington, D.C. He says that the blackmail equipment in his home had been installed by a quote-unquote friendly intelligence agency. And I found other bits of corroboration that that Spence was, in fact, a CIA asset. And there was one gentleman who went on record with me who was quite enmeshed in that whole Craig Spence scene, and he told me that, in fact, Spence had told him that the CIA had installed, corroborating Spence had installed the blackmail equipment that was in his home.
Well, you know, as I think this through here, okay, is it possible that Spence and King are just your mid-level operatives? I mean, who really would benefit from this information? Who would benefit from compromising our top political leaders? Did you find anything on that?
Well, that's really difficult. I mean, the thing about it is, if you look at the tremendous amount of power that was used to vaporize these allegations in this scandal, I mean, you had the Department of Justice, we're getting back to what we talked about earlier, you had the Department of Justice, you had the Secret Service, you had the FBI, and then within the state of Nebraska, you had a number of people that were in state law enforcement that helped cover it up, and then also in the Nebraska judiciary that helped cover it up. And you also had the hijacking of three grand juries. So it's obvious that some very, very, very powerful people had an extreme vested interest in covering this pedophile network up, or else there's no way that you could have deployed that much power. And there were a number of people in the, a number of media, mainstream media outlets, that went along with the states and also with the feds' conclusions that there was no pedophile network. You had the New York Times, you had the Washington Post, you had the Omaha World Herald, you had CBS, and also there was an article, a hatchet job, that was done on the Franklin legislators, the senators in the Franklin subcommittee, that was done by GQ. So it's a lot of markers were called in to completely cover up this pedophile network.
As you were investigating and spoke to these former children that came out and talked about how they were used as sex slaves, what kinds of psychological and personal issues did they begin to suffer from?
Well, a lot of them are tremendously damaged, needless to say. Most of them came from very dysfunctional families, and they were turned on to drugs at a very young age and repeatedly molested at a very young age. And most of them are felons, and a number of them are also drug addicts, too. It's and that's the built-in concealment mechanism of this pedophile network is that these kids or these victims have no credibility because of the crimes that they've committed
because
they're drug addicts.
We've got to hold it right there, Nick, and you're exactly right, and that's how they're kept silent. Stay tuned, everybody. More on the other side in hour number two with Nick Bryant.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and